Good morning, early birds. You've caught the worm, a podcast from Yellowstone Public Radio and our friends in the public media spectrum across the Yellowstone region, bringing you the latest news. I'm Carl Lengel, your host. It's the 5th of August, 2026, a Wednesday. After a big cool down that saw temperatures fall from highs well above 100 degrees on Sunday to lows that were some 60 degrees cooler in many spots Tuesday morning, the heat will be on again. The National Weather Service says temperatures will again approach 90 degrees by this afternoon. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday could bring highs approaching 100 degrees in spots. Forecasters say some areas may also again notice some smoke in the air starting today. The Montana Department of Livestock has issued a notice of proposed suspension of the license of Meadow Gold's plant in Billings. That facility has been at the center of an investigation into a number of issues surrounding the spoilage of milk before reaching its sell-by date. The department tells Yellowstone Public Radio it has identified multiple issues of noncompliance with the state's pasteurized milk ordinance, but goes on to say the causes of the early milk spoilage have not been identified with 100% certainty. The service of the notice comes with the requirement of corrective action or a request for a hearing. The department says it has not heard any reports of illness connected to the premature spoilage of milk. YPR has reached out to Metagold's parent cooperative for comment. Tuesday afternoon, wildlife managers were trying to trap a grizzly bear in a recreational area south of Red Lodge. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks announced it's closing temporarily Silver Run Wildlife Management Area while the bear is on the loose. FWP calls the animal a conflict bear. It poses a threat to public safety. It's food conditioned, which means it will return again and again to areas with human activity. FWP sent out a notice recently about an ongoing problem with aggressive food-conditioned bears in the area. In July, wildlife managers announced they had euthanized 6 black bears so far this year. They suspect some people are intentionally feeding the bears and said bear conflicts have increased in the past 3 years, but nothing like wildlife managers are seeing this year. FWP is using bait to trap the grizzly at the Silver Run Wildlife Management Area. The area is under emergency closure until further notice. There's a new twist in the effort to put data centers to a vote in Yellowstone County. YPR's Kay Erickson sorts out the details.
The deadline for submitting signatures for the Yellowstone County Data Center Voter Approval Initiative may have already passed. Yellowstone County Attorney Scott Twito sent out a memo Monday that the applicable statute for this local initiative effort is a new law passed in 2025, requiring an 85-day certification deadline and signatures to be submitted 4 weeks before certification. That deadline under this new statute was July 13th. Twito told YPR he became aware of this new statute by attorneys for the data center Quantica late last week. Initiative organizer Cassie Solberg and the other volunteers have been gathering signatures to submit to the county election office by August 12th to verify the signatures. When contacted by YPR, Solberg said this recent statute should have been on the county's radar. She stressed that the people deserve a voice in the matter, and the county has been trying to stop us at every turn. Solberg said they would continue to gather signatures. When asked what's next, she suggested that they may challenge the deadline in court or ask the county for a special election. In Billings, I'm Kay Erickson.
Northwest Montana has a below-average huckleberry crop this year. Bears are now looking for alternative food sources and getting into trouble as a result. Montana Public Radio's Edward O'Brien reports.
Following a few consecutive years of huckleberry bumper crops, officials say this summer's yield in northwest Montana is lackluster. Hucks are a calorie-dense food that grizzly and black bears depend on.
And that's bringing them into these lower elevation areas where they're more likely to be experiencing conflicts with humans.
Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Park spokesperson Malia Freeman says resourceful and food-motivated bears are now actively seeking alternative food sources. Those include garbage, bird feeders, and fruit trees. Freeman says bear specialists are responding to an unusually high number of bear conflict calls this summer.
The specialists are expecting that that call volume is just going to continue to increase as we get closer to fall.
That's because bears need extra calories to prepare for winter. To reduce the risk of bear conflicts, Montanans are urged to store garbage in bear-resistant containers, temporarily remove bird feeders, and protect backyard livestock like chickens with electric fencing. While huckleberries are scarce in some places, some productive patches remain. FWP cautions that bears may be particularly protective of those spots, so people are urged to watch for signs of bear activity, make noise to avoid surprising them, and to not only carry bear spray, but know how to use it. Reporting from Missoula, I'm Edward O'Brien.
Every month this year, the state's congressmen have honored Montanans of note in celebration of the country's 250th anniversary. July's theme was arts and culture. Montana Public Radio's Clayton Murphy has more.
Montana's congressmen memorialize artists and stewards they say have shaped Montana's cultural legacy, with speeches entered into the official congressional record. That included Jake Conway of Malta, who used an intimate knowledge of horsemanship to preserve the craft and his intricately painted bronze sculptures. Conway spent his life raising quarter horses and around the rodeo circuit. He died in Great Falls in 2019. David Graham paints scenes of Western life with inspiration from his family's Powder River Ranch, where Graham was born and raised. Brent Cotton, born in Idaho and now in the Bitterroot Valley, leans into the quieter scenes of the West, using watercolors to pay tribute to the snowy campfires and sunny river afternoons he grew up around. Harlotin's Erin Graff captures Montana's striking landscapes and outdoor adventures in her bright, bold oil and pastel paintings. The staff of the Montana Historical Society in Helena also got a thank you for preserving Montana's cultures and history. In August, the four delegates will honor Montanans involved with natural resources and timber management. In Helena, I'm Clayton Murphy.
Wyoming lawmakers are looking to regulate informal versions of gaming and gambling. Wyoming Public Radio's Jordan Uplinger has the story.
The Select Committee on Gaming is reviewing a bill draft that would regulate raffles, including currently illegal progressive-style games like Queen of Hearts. The goal is to ensure ticket sales are distributed and donated properly. However, some were hesitant to pass a bill draft that may criminalize casual events, like Rock Springs Republican Senator John Kolb.
We're trying to help the average person in the state of Wyoming make a charitable raffle, give money to something that they think is important, you know, for a good purpose.
The committee spent some time talking about how to strengthen the Gaming Commission's power, how ticket sales are distributed and donated, and whether or not they want to legalize progressive raffles, which would be an expansion of gambling. Ultimately, lawmakers decided to revisit the draft in a few months while the Legislative Service Office and the Gaming Commission collects examples of similar laws in other states. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Jordan Uplinger.
Native tribes and conservation groups are preparing to sue the Trump administration after the president signed orders to sharply reduce the size of two national monuments in Utah. Mark Richardson with Utah News Connection has details.
Republicans are celebrating the move, while tribes and environmentalists say it strips protections from culturally significant public lands. Governor Spencer Cox and Utah's congressional delegation joined the president to celebrate the signing of the orders. Steve Block, legal director for the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance, calls conservatives' vision for the state's wildlands wrong-headed.
Mike Lee's vision of the American West is not one with sweeping federal public lands. His view is Utah should be the South Carolina of the West, with almost no public land.
Trump reduced the area of the Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante National Monuments by about 3 million acres from their current boundaries, roughly 90% of the original protected area. I'm Mark Richardson.
That's The Worm for this Wednesday. Catch up with us tomorrow. We'll have another episode for you early birds then.
The Worm is a production of Yellowstone Public Radio. Theme music composed and recorded by Zach Jones at Rapscallion Recording. Metal art call captured by Jay McGowan for the Macaulay Library. More information about The Worm is available at ypradio.org.